Poetry is what we tend to do. This week, it's the poetic words of Harold Blaise that we'll be dealing a lot with, beginning with a brief statement. He was often asked to make self-descriptive statements, and he knew how to cut right to the chase.
I know people who won't sell anything, and I was advised by a curator once that, you know, your blue period, your green period, or whatever you want to call it, that you could save one piece of that. Well, if I did that, I'd have starved. I'm like J.C. Penney. If you got it on the shelf, get it going. Get it out of here. We got art to sell, man.
So there is one of Harold's many self-descriptions. The late Harold Blaise we're featuring each morning. We have a lot of his words captured here, and I'm glad to bring them back to remind us. We also have a lot on our website. We invite you to go there. We have photographs. We have the playing of the sculpture, which I'll be also bringing you in an audio form later this week, but you can get the sneak preview there. And we have some of his more focused interviews also on our website of kpbx.org. But one of the many things he did in Art for Sale was take some old drawings and doodlings he had done. He doesn't even remember when or why, but he did them kind of with a funny jaundiced eye of the people around him, and it was reprocessed in 2015 into the family album. And it included not only the 26 illustrations, but some haiku sort of captions by Dirk Stratton. And I'm going to have a group of them right now. You can, in your own mind's eye, paint your own Harold Blaise picture. We begin with a marriage marred by incompatibilities, slow motion divorce, leading to disputes suspended for the holidays. The clan gathers and pretends. Latest proud owner of a barely street legal Guernica XZ. A soldier returns, victorious in defeat, just older, just tired. His heart so heavy as he bulldozes Ferris landscapes for progress. Missing in action and then forgotten by all who claimed to know him. Loitering around the Capitol grounds, searching for democracy. And finally, both a carnival ride and a sculpture, this caused much bewilderment. The captions of Dirk Stratton to the family album, which came out in 2015, illustrations by Harold Blaise, ending with the idea of the sculpture. And we do invite you to come by 1229 North Monroe and view his last major commissioned work, which is the sculpture he did for us called Listen. My weather report should have been that early this morning, a bit of light was peeking just over the horizon and was captured in the metal and especially the imperfections of the sculpture and illuminating it in a very beautiful way. And now on to music that I think Harold would have liked.
Thank you.
a little bit of Hungarian music, and we're going to get a little bit more in just a moment of this music of that Harold would like. It's some gypsy Baroque music. But even as we play that, I'm reminded of oh so many memories. We all who have had the pleasure of Harold in our lives have so many memories. Many years ago in a previous lifetime, I was a gentleman hippie farmer goat raiser, and inevitably when one has dairy goats, one has offspring, and the male offspring really don't have a function. And so Harold Blaze, the son of a meat cutter, came over to my place, and we had a goat butchering at my place. He took two of them home to his place, used his easy abilities to build a wonderful spit to roast them over, and had a goat roast, invited many friends, and I remember the sense of party, which felt just about like the piece of music we've just heard. On with a little bit more of this Hungarian Baroque gypsy music. Remember, Blaze, a Hungarian name.